Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. These families will get together at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis for a celebratory breakfast. One family being recognized is that of Carl Vandenhoven. This Brown County farm was passed down each generation starting in 1871 and has been in production for over 150 years. Carl starts us off with some of the history of the farm.
First, it was acquired in 1871, Peter Vandenhoven. From what we can tell, we tracked him back to when he came through Ellis Island in 1871. We tracked him back to Belgium, but he was an orphan there. So that's as far as we can go with our history from when he migrated to the U.S. And then he purchased the land here in 1871, and then he sold it to his son and then another son, and then we met Grandpa Alvin and then my dad Francis, and now it's with me.
What were the buildings on it, and what was the size or acreage? What was the farm original farm like?
I think the original farm was 40 acres and maybe a barn. I don't ever remember, but I remember in 28, the house we're in right now, they built the new farmhouse in 28. But I remember seeing a photograph way back when it kind of looked like the sodbuster farms you saw in Kansas and stuff. It was pretty, you know, rustic or pretty basic.
So what was the farm's operation? Was it dairy, crops, everything?
Yeah, everything. I did dairy up until 2013, and then now I switched over to cash cropping and steers. And before that was, it was dairy for a long time, as far as I can remember. And then I remember my grandfather used to work, you know, in the winters. He used to go work in the logging industry in the winter for supplemental income back then.
Do you know how many cows they had back then compared to how many you had?
Back then, it was the barn was in half, so one half was 14 cows, and then the other half the barn was for horses. And I remember my grandfather, when he was one of his happiest days when the horses went. I remember, you know, back to how technology's changed. Back in my grandparents, you know, they just out of Green Bay. So for them to go to town, to Title Town Brewing, downtown Green Bay, you know, they used to have to load up the horse and buggy, drive it to Brazier and Bellevue, get on the train, take the train to town, stopping downtown, and reverse that all, get back on the train, come back, get on their back in the horse and buggy, come back home, you know. So, and now I can be the Title Town, downtown Green Bay within 5-10 minutes. You know, I can do that a couple times a day. Back then, you know, it was an all-day event for them. So, you know, things have changed drastically over time. You know, it's not that long of a period of time neither.
So what made you decide to take over the farm?
Just want to continue on going, and, you know, it's what I love to do. You know, farming is, I guess, I don't know, it's my passion, it's my joy, it's, I just like doing it. Some days, you know, it's like gambling. Some days you don't win so much, but other days it's all about being outside, being with the animals, it's being with, taking care of things, watching things grow, watching, you know, dealing with the ups and downs of daily life.
What were some of your memories on the farm, your favorite things that you remember from growing up?
Well, as a kid, you know, my first one was picking stones. So I think everybody's done that one. 30 years, you know, as you grow up, you know, okay, now you can help unload hay, bale hay. And then as the older you get, then, you know, Grandpa, okay, now you can drive the tractor, you can do this, you can do that. And just the progression of how you age through the years and your responsibilities of helping out with all the daily routines.
What were the first years like of the farm? Did they have to go through any hardships or maybe some really good successes?
You know, 1871, you know, that was the year of the Pestico, right around the year of the fire time. So I'm sure, you know, they had their ups and downs, just like, you know, I don't think we could even fathom now what the way we, our lifestyles now, what the hardships they had to go through, you know, back then. You know, we're talking about last night. You know, we're sitting on the porch. Well, we had mosquito stuff on. We have, back then they didn't have that. You know, back then, oh, I can't turn a fan on because we don't have, fans weren't invented. I know one, we still have the letter from Wisconsin Public Service here we found was, you should try electricity. Your neighbors really enjoy it. You should try it out and see how you like it. So, I mean, over the years of, you know, different things progressing, technology changing and making life easier or different.
What improvements or changes have been made from when your family owned it to now you owning it?
In 90, we put in liquid manure pit because, you know, being stewards in the environment, you know, we're being environmentally conscious, so we're spreading our manure. More of a not daily hauling anymore. We're in crop nutrient management plan. We added on the barn for, and to add more cows back then, but cows left in 2013, milking cows. So now we're raising steers. So, you know, we added a barnyard runoff. We've added, you know, so that's still in play yet, being, you know, watching our soil water runoff from the cow yard and stuff. So we're doing all that.
How was the farm passed on from generation to generation?
Far as I know, I bought it from Dad, and then Dad bought it from his father, and then I'm assuming it was all purchased along the way.
And what makes your farm unique, whether that's back from when your father owned it or you owning it now?
I don't know. I guess, you know, always growing up, you know, you know, we always had, you know, mom and dad, when I was little, mom and dad go away. You know, we always had somebody here. You know, there was always family around, you know, whether it was grandpa, uncles, aunts and uncles, they're always around. So there was always somebody here, and it was always an enjoyment time. You know, and we were the cousins to go to play because, you know, we had open land. We could, you know, do what we wanted. So I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint.
What is the farm today? You mentioned you went from dairy farming to the beef operation. Do you mind taking a second to talk about that transition? What made you decide to make that transition and really where your farm is today?
2010, my dad passed away. So, you know, I, you know, it's all family help. So I had dad and mom and dad and everybody helping out. So everything was geared towards the family nuclei helping. Well, then I kind of lost all that. And then as I transitioned into it, and then, you know, markets weren't the greatest. And then health insurance back then, we were paying $17 a month for a $6,000 deductible. So looking at depending on other help and everything else, and decision was made at job offer. So that's when just go work full time, get rid of the dairy cows, and then we transition into steers and cash cropping. My two nephews help out now, too. Back to everybody's helping out, doing their little thing.
So you mentioned your nephews. That was going to be my next question. Is there interest in the next generation to take on the farm?
Our nephews, Andy and Matthew. So right now, Andy's 16, so he's been, COVID was a really big push for him for learning the farm operation because he couldn't go anywhere. So his mom would drop him off here every day during COVID, and he's the cattle guy. He loves being with the cows and taking care of the crops and everything else. Matthew's side of maintenance and repair. So, you know, everybody's got to have that cattle person.
What has it been like for you personally to have grown up on the farm and now being able to share that passion with others?
It's a great joy and enjoyment because now you see the passion. You see the, you know, and it's funny, is some of the little quirks that, you know, me and my dad and grandpa used to joke around. Them on as kind of a quirks that you can instill in people and the attitudes or hobby and a little joke, hardworking. It's fun to see that pass on, and pretty soon, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you know, less guidance from you as time goes on.
Carl Vandenhoven shares the story of his family farm in Brown County. The Century Farm Program originated as a part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.